Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question and answer session, please press star one if you would like to ask a question. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will now turn the meeting over to Mr. Reed Simmons. Sir, you may begin.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining this webinar. I'm Reed Simmons, the Program Director in the Division of Information and Intelligence Systems of SIES and the Lead Program Director for the National Robotics Initiative Program. The National Robotics Initiative began 5 years ago and was initially intended as a five-year program. Due in part to the successful research it has supported in the area of collaborative robots, the program is being extended. At the same time, the vision and goals of the program are being expanded to include the idea of ubiquitous collaborative robots, robots that are available for all and everywhere. This webinar will describe the program, how it differs from previous NRI solicitations, and programmatic details about submitting proposals. Let me begin by calling on Jim Carosa, Assistant Director in SIES, and Barry Johnson, Acting Deputy Assistant Director in Engineering, to welcome you and say a few words about the importance of the National Robotics Initiative and how the NRI 2.0 program fits into the broader picture.
Thanks, Reed. Hi, I'm Jim Carosa. I'm the Assistant Director here at SIES at the National Science Foundation. I also want to welcome everybody to this webinar for NRI 2.0. And as Reed mentioned, the reason we're doing an NRI 2.0 is because NRI 1.0, I guess, was really such a phenomenal success. A lot of us here in the room were at the NRI PI meeting last week in Crystal City, and it was really amazing to see all the phenomenal work that this group has done. It's been incredibly exciting. Reed mentioned also that the activities going on and envisioned under NRI 2.0 sort of fit very nicely into the, sort of the broader context of activities going on here at NSF, and I just wanted to say a couple of words about that. First of all, we really welcome the fact that it's a very interdisciplinary, one might say convergent, collaboration among a number of different directorates here, the SIES Directorate, the Engineering Directorate, SBE, and EHR, and that's really a wonderful thing and really one of the real strengths of the original NRI and now NRI 2.0. Our director, Franz Cordova, has been talking about NSF's big ideas, and a couple of those big ideas are really germane to the topics and the very foundations of NRI 2.0. One of those big ideas is work at the human technology frontier, and so the co-robotics work that was really a central piece for the first NRI is really central to that. And also this notion of convergent research, that we get folks from very different disciplines working together very closely on collaborative research. And I think that's evidenced in the fact that we have four directorates collaborating here on this particular solicitation, and also that we have the NRI 2.0 solicitation being joint with the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Energy, and the Department of Defense. So I think that all speaks really well for the future of NRI 2.0, and we're really happy to be launching this and look forward to a great webinar here. So let me turn things over to Barry Johnson, who's the Acting Deputy Assistant Director in Engineering.
Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here, and Engineering appreciates the opportunity to be a partner in the NRI program. We are very, very happy to participate in this webinar and to kick this off. We believe that the community has made phenomenal strides since the establishment of NRI. Furthermore, we believe that NSF's support to robotics builds on core areas that are central to the Engineering Directorate and to NSF and the community as a whole. We believe that we've enabled, through the program, fundamental knowledge, enhancement, and creation, and control theory, dynamics, sensors, decision-making, the embodiment of robotics, and other areas of technological development. We're convinced that there will be many more exciting opportunities to further the potential of robotics and enable seamless collaboration between multiple robots as well as humans and robots. And so we're delighted to be a part of the program and appreciate your participation in this webinar. We believe that NSF's long-standing and strong commitment to robotics And to support work in robotics, we'll continue with this being the first step in that direction. So thank you again for participating, and I will look forward to learning more about the outcome of the webinar. Thank you.
Thanks, Barry and Jim. As Jim mentioned, the NRI is a multi-directorate, multi-agency program. At NSF, the program is supported by four directorates plus the Office of International Science and Engineering. SIES, the Computer and Information Science and Engineering Directorate, is primarily interested in the areas of the program associated with collaboration, human-robot interaction, planning, learning, robot vision, and health and assisted robotics. As Barry mentioned, the Engineering Directorate is primarily interested in mechanism design, soft robotics, dynamics and controls, human-robot integration, and manufacturing. SBE, the Social Behavior and Economic Sciences Directorate, is interested in social, legal, ethical, and economic issues associated with collaborative robots. EHR, the Education and Human Resources Directorate, is focused on STEM education and workforce training issues. And finally, OISE, the Office of International Science and Engineering, coordinates international activities associated with research grants. The contacts for each of these directorates and offices are listed on this slide. In addition, this year, three other federal agencies are part of the NRI 2.0 program: the National Institute of Food and Agriculture at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Department of Energy, and the Department of Defense. We'll say more about their areas of interest later. Please note that NASA and the National Institutes of Health are not participating in the NRI program this year. The discussion today is intended to introduce you to the NRI 2.0 program and to help you prepare and submit proposals that are consistent with the goals of the program. We will begin with an overview of the program's vision and goals and how it differs from the original NRI program and other related NSF programs. We will then cover the major research themes that the NRI 2.0 program is focusing on, including the interests of the participating agencies. We will then discuss the solicitation in more detail, introducing the two classes of projects supported by the program, their budget ranges, and information about the anticipated number of awards. Finally, we will present some details that proposers should keep in mind when submitting proposals, and then answer questions. As the operator has indicated, we will take questions by phone after the presentation has been completed. So the vision of the NRI 2.0 program is that robots will become as ubiquitous as computers are today. Nearly 30 years ago, the term ubiquitous computing was coined to refer to the concept where computing is made to appear anytime and anywhere. Today, that vision has arrived, where each of us interacts with dozens of computing devices daily, from laptops to cell phones to cars to microwaves to ATMs to toys and on and on. Our vision is for a similar future for robotics, that in the not-too-distant future, robots will be everywhere, assisting each and every one of us with tasks that we can now only imagine. We envision robots affecting every aspect of society, enriching both our quality of life and our quality of work. Robots will help us at home, in our travels, in our work, and in our recreation. They will learn and adapt to changing situations and changing preferences. They will help us learn and help us age gracefully. To achieve this vision, much fundamental research is needed. The NRI 2.0 program has set out a number of goals that we believe are essential for achieving the vision of ubiquitous collaborative robots. First and foremost is a focus on collaboration and interaction between multiple robots and multiple humans. While NRI 1.0 focused on a single co-robot interacting with a single human, the vision of ubiquitous robots requires robots that can work in teams with other robots and people. Similarly, the vision requires robots that can physically collaborate with people, such as doing collaborative manipulation. Scalability is needed so that robots can be easily constructed and programmed using robust software and hardware. Robots also need to be easily customized and personalized, either through design or adaptation, so that the ubiquity of robots does not entail a one-size-fits-all solution. And finally, we must address the societal issues that will arise from this vision of ubiquitous robots, including economic, legal, educational, and workforce issues. To achieve these goals, advances must be made both in foundational technologies and integrated robotic systems. The NRI 2.0 program explicitly supports both types of research. So while the NRI 2.0 program has expanded the focus of the National Robotics Initiative, there is still plenty of overlap between the two. In particular, the focus on collaborative, interactive robots is maintained, although NRI 2.0 extends that to multiple robots collaborating with multiple people. The focus on societal impact in education is maintained, although there is an extension to workforce issues. There is less of an emphasis on autonomy, which is now the focus of the new Smart and Autonomous Systems Program. The focus on applications in NRI 1.0 has been revamped into a focus on research into integrated systems, and there is less of an emphasis on teaming with industry. Finally, there are several new areas of emphasis, including physical collaboration, scalability, and lowering the barriers to entry. There are two other cross-country NSF programs that have overlap in focus with the National Robotics Initiative program. The Cyber Physical Systems Program, CPS for short, is primarily focused on unmanned and robotic systems, collaborative control, mixed initiative systems, design and real-time systems verification, and trustworthiness. The Smart and Autonomous Systems Program is primarily focused on achieving autonomy, in particular having self-aware, adaptable systems that exhibit high-level planning and reasoning and ethical behavior. Proposers who have questions about where their research best belongs are encouraged to contact program officers for the different programs and discuss the applicability with them prior to submission. To help achieve the vision of the program, the solicitation lists six research themes that are the primary foci for the program. We will talk about each of these themes in turn, but I want to point out that every proposal to the NRI 2.0 program must address at least one of these themes. It is allowable for proposals to cover additional themes as long as the primary focus is on one or more of these six themes. Proposals, however, are encouraged to focus. Trying to address too many themes in one proposal is not advisable. The main foci of the NRI 2.0 program is collaboration and interaction between multiple robots and or multiple humans. Thus, for instance, single humans coordinating multiple robots, teams of robots assisting teams of humans, robot swarms collaborating with one another are all within scope of the program. Note that while collaboration and interaction often go together, they are in fact distinct concepts. For instance, a mixed human-robot team that divides up a building to search is collaborating but may not be interacting. Conversely, a service robot that uses social norms to move through a hallway may be interacting with other pedestrians but is not collaborating with them. Issues in collaboration include making and executing collaborative plans, often in a distributed fashion, and informing others of information that is germane to their tasks. Efficient, robust collaboration is a key issue. Issues in interaction include verbal and nonverbal communication, modeling and understanding the behaviors and intentions of others in order to interact more naturally and effectively, and social intelligence, including the use of mental models to represent and reason about the internal states of others. Also important is issues of trust, specifically how robots can be designed and behave in ways that increase people's trust in them. The theme of physical embodiment is concerned with designs and materials, such as soft robots, for making co-robots inherently safe. It is also concerned with physical collaboration, including collaborative manipulation and augmentation of human physical capabilities, physical information gathering, and multimodal communication. The theme of scalability is concerned with robots that can be easily customized and personalized. The idea is to research approaches to robot hardware and software that will easily adapt to a wide variety of tasks and situations. One way to achieve this is through easily composable hardware and software. As more and more robots collaborate, managing shared data and creating knowledge from that data will become increasingly important. And finally, to achieve widespread use of robots, the robots will have to be extremely robust to both hardware and software failures. To achieve the level of ubiquity envisioned, many more people will need to be working on robot research and development. To that end, the program encourages efforts to lower the barrier of entry into the field. Ways to achieve that include innovative robot programming paradigms, robust, cost-effective, easy-to-use hardware and software infrastructure, and shareable testbeds. Note that this program is not looking to fund testbed development per se, but rather fundamental research into ways in which physical testbeds can be shared remotely. In particular, the goal is to enable researchers in one part of the country to access, debug, and test algorithms on remote hardware as if they were there in person. While such remote testbeds have been tried before, the experience is not nearly good enough to enable widespread usage. NSF's Directorate for Social Behavior and Economic Sciences, SBE, supports basic research on people and society. The SBC sciences focus on human behavior and social organizations and how social, economic, political, cultural, technological, and environmental forces affect the lives of people from birth to old age and how people in turn shape those forces. The advent of ubiquitous co-robots will introduce new technological forces that will affect the lives of people, including new social, economic, ethical, and legal issues. Fundamental SBE research is needed to address the social and economic impact of robots on our work, our social institutions, and our quality of life and work. It is also needed to provide understanding for a range of related issues, including the complexities of the future co-robot economy, how economic and social inequality will be affected by ubiquitous co-robots, and what societal policies can be instituted to ensure that stakeholder groups can benefit from the presence of co-robots in our everyday lives. Questions about SBE-related proposals should be addressed to Fred Kranz, fkranz@nsf.gov. The Education and Human Resources, or EHR, Directorate supports curricula and education research into the use of collaborative robots in both formal and informal K-16 STEM education. For instance, this includes research into instructional models that integrate co-robotics within STEM courses and design and rigorous study of robotics competitions to motivate STEM content and careers. In addition, the NRI 2.0 program encourages research into learning environments and approaches to advance workforce preparedness in robotics and strategies for broadening participation in robotic-related careers. Note that due to limited funds and the multi-agency nature of this solicitation, education-related proposals are discouraged at the higher end of the funding rates for the program. Questions about education-related proposals should be addressed to Dave Howery, dhowery@nsf.gov. The Engineering Directorate at NSF supports a variety of research themes under the NRI 2.0 program, including those related to control, dynamics, and advanced manufacturing. The Engineering Directorate also takes particular interest in the physical embodiment aspect of robotics and welcomes innovative proposals in this area. In addition, the Engineering Directorate has interest in many of the other NRI 2.0 research themes. Those interested in submitting proposals for consideration by the NSF Engineering Directorate can contact Jordan Berg, Dishan Behetti, or in the area of advanced manufacturing, Bruce Kramer. Now I'd like to turn this over to Stephen Thompson to talk about the interests of National Institute of Food and Agriculture.
The National Institute of Food and Agriculture, or NIFA for short, has been an NRI participant since the program's genesis in fiscal year 2012. The agency's interests cover food, feed, fiber, and biofuels production, processing, distribution, and consumption from cropland, range, and forest products. NIFA's scope also includes managing air, soil, and water resources and ensuring vital and resilient communities. The two broad agency priorities remain from prior years, with some tweaks for the NRI 2.0 themes. While these priorities are not exclusionary, they do cover the vast majority of active and important areas in ag robotics research and development. The scalable robotic technologies priority aims to improve precision agriculture technologies and efficiency in agricultural production. This includes land-based crop production, controlled environment production, for example, greenhouses, vertical farming, animal production, and natural resource management. There is also a need to improve post-harvest processing and handling systems to measure quality attributes or to monitor environmental conditions. The configurable multi-agent teams priority seeks research and development advances that will enable robot teams that can provide autonomously or semi-autonomously as part of a mixed agent system. This includes high-level planning and control systems architectures, systems for reliable communication, coordination, and unsupervised collaboration, and distributed intelligence combined with fault tolerance and graceful failure modes. The proposals that are selected for NIFA funding will be required to resubmit through grants.gov using standard forms. Budgets and award amounts may need to be adjusted to accommodate NIFA's congressionally limited overhead cost rate, which is 30% of the total federal request. Furthermore, NIFA does not fund collaborative projects, so any such proposals will need to be recast with a single lead institution and collaborators as subcontracts. For a complete list of all NRI awards made by NIFA during the first 5 years of the program, please go to the tinyurl.com link provided, and I am now the primary contact for the NRI.
Thanks, Stephen. Turning to the Department of Energy, Department of Energy's Office of Environmental Management, DOE/EM, leaks wearable prosthetic-like exoskeletal, bionic, and other attachable human-assisted robotic devices that can serve the workforce by functioning as one, smart personal protective equipment, and or two, performance augmentation and amplification devices. DOE/EM is also pursuing robots that provide remote access to areas and spaces that are inaccessible or prohibit direct entry by workers due to one, unsafe, unstable, or unknown physical and structural conditions, two, configurations that are hard to reach or beyond reach, or three, the presence or potential presence of hazards that may result in unacceptable occupational exposure or risk. DOE/EM is pursuing advanced robotics technologies that will address challenges associated with doing work in the glove box. The integration of robotic arms and hands that can be teleoperated by an operator or lab technician, for example, can offer increased ability, efficiency, capability, and safety. Finally, DOE/EM is pursuing dual-purpose robotic technologies that can be used to support normal as well as off-normal operations. For instance, MU2 robots that are used to perform routine operations can also be deployed in response to emergencies. Rod Raimondo is the primary DOE contact for the NRI. The Department of Defense is interested in robotic systems that can increase capabilities and reduce costs and manpower needs. Specifically, the DOD is interested in how team performance and trust can be increased through the use of social interactions and social cues, and how physical embodiment of agents affects team performance and human trust in the robotic systems. Other interests include dynamic modeling of human-robot collaboration and interaction, robotic perception of human intent and other mental states, studying the effectiveness of various models of human-robot interaction, such as delegation and supervisory control, and enabling robots to achieve the tactics and strategies of high-performing teams. David Hahn is the primary DOD contact for the NRI. Okay, we'll now move on to more programmatic issues. To start, for this program, there are two project classes. The foundational class focuses on research into technologies that directly contribute to one of the six themes of the NRI 2.0 program. Proposed projects should lead to transformative approaches that address scientific or technology gaps that currently limit the development, use, or acceptance of ubiquitous co-robots in society. The integrative class focuses on research leading to complete co-robotic systems. The focus should be on innovative integration of technologies, particularly the integration that addresses one or more of the NRI 2.0 themes. Integrative projects must include evaluation on physical robots, preferably in real-world settings. Moreover, because of the complexity of integration of two or more of the research themes, we do encourage proposers to form teams of multiple PIs from diverse disciplines. The anticipated funding for the NRI 2.0 program in fiscal year 2017 is approximately $30 to $45 million, and we expect to fund approximately 40 to 70 projects. The budget range for foundational projects is $350,000 to $750,000 in total costs. The budget range for integrative projects is $500,000 to $1.5 million in total costs. Note that the maximum allowable budget is smaller than in previous NRI solicitations, which should enable us to make more awards overall. Also, it is very important to note that in many NSF programs, the ranges of project class budgets are disjoint. NRI 2.0 purposely has overlapping budget ranges to encourage PIs to submit to one class or the other based primarily on their research objective alone. Do not let the budget cap guide your research objectives or the class of programs that you submit to. Proposals submitted to the National Science Foundation are evaluated for the intellectual merit and broader impact. In addition to those foundations' review criteria, the NRI 2.0 program will evaluate each submission on how well the proposed research furthers the program's visions of ubiquitous collaborative robots, especially with respect to furthering one or more of the six research themes. For the integrative projects, the NRI 2.0 program will also evaluate each submission on the innovation in systems integration and evaluation plan for the integrated robotic system, preferably in a real-world setting. Universities and colleges that are accredited and have a campus in the United States are eligible to submit proposals to the NRI 2.0 competition. Moreover, nonprofit organizations and non-academic organizations, which include research labs, museums, observatories, professional societies, and similar organizations within the United States that are associated with educational and research activities are also eligible to submit proposals to the NRI 2.0 competition. Do note that at most two submissions to the program are allowed in any given year for any PI, co-PI, or senior personnel. For fiscal year 2017, NRI 2.0 has set forth a deadline of February 2, 2017 for proposal submission. This deadline is for both classes of proposals. We strongly encourage the community to carefully read the solicitation and the Proposal and Awards Policies Procedures Guide for a better understanding of the program and proposal preparation. Also, do note that the NRI program mandates yearly project representation at the annual PI meeting to be held in the Washington, D.C. area. Consequently, travel to the yearly PI meeting must be accounted for in the submitted project budget. Moving on to supplementary and single copy documents, the NRI 2.0 program will require proposers to detail a data management plan. It is the responsibility of the lead PI to submit a list of all project personnel and where applicable, partner institutions. The list should include PIs and, where applicable, co-PIs, senior personnel, postdoctoral researchers, consultants, collaborators, sub-awardees, and project advisory committee members. A project with more than one investigator must include a collaboration plan. The length of the plan should correspond with the complexity of your project. If a postdoctoral researcher is involved in the project, a postdoctoral mentoring plan is mandatory to be included. It's also mandatory to include a single copy document that lists all of the collaborators and the proposal's PIs, co-PIs, and senior personnel. To assist with generating a single copy document, we encourage the proposers to utilize the Excel template available from the URL www.nsf.gov/size/COLLAD. Okay, on behalf of the NSF, NIFA, USDA, DOEEM, and DOD, we would like to thank all of you for your time and interest in the National Robotics Initiative program. If you would have any questions pertaining to the NRI 2.0 program, please send them to the following address, nri@nsf.gov. Email to this address will be available to all the NRI program officers at NSF, and we will forward questions to the contacts of other agencies if necessary. The presentation just made, along with a transcript, will be made available in a few days on the NRI program website. Okay, operator, we're now done with the presentation and ready to take questions.
Thank you, sir. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. Please unmute your phone and record your name when prompted. It is required to introduce your question. Once again, that's star 1 if you would like to ask a question. One moment.
Okay, well, waiting for questions. One question I anticipate is the question about can we propose things that are other than one of the research themes? And as I stated in the presentation, it's very important that the proposals focus on at least one of the themes, preferably not too many to avoid being too unfocused, but as long as you're covering one of the themes, you can propose other work as well that is not directly related to the theme. So that could be part of a foundational or part of an integrative project.
Currently, there are no questions. Once again, that's star 1 if you have a question or comment.
The other thing I should mention is that the participating agencies, NIFA, DOE, and DOD, will accept proposals in both categories, both foundational and integrative proposals. Due to the interdisciplinary nature of the problems for the other agencies, it's probably more likely that integrative proposals would be found more appealing, but either one is acceptable by the agencies.
So we have a question from Postcon Chilik. Your line is open.
Hello. My question is about the scenarios that involve single human and single robots. Are these scenarios still of interest to the NRI program?
So the NRI 2.0 program has been extended to look at, scenarios where there are multiple humans and multiple robots. One could possibly make the argument that single human, single robot is part of, is an enabling technology for that. But the review criteria that says how well is this part of the vision, how well does this meet the vision of ubiquitous robots, it would probably not be quite as highly rated as proposals in which there are actually multiple robots and or multiple humans. I'm not saying that you couldn't submit that, but when you look at the various review criteria, it's not as strongly related to the project as other proposals would be, and therefore would be ranked accordingly.
Just an additional comment, one, if you want to ask something more specifically about what you're proposing, you're encouraged to send a page or two to the address on the screen, the nri@nsf.gov, for program directors to give a more specific evaluation of what you're proposing.
Thank you.
And also, I can mention one more thing is there are core programs beside the NRI in every directorate, especially science and engineering. So you may want to talk to the core program officers who have overlapping interest in robotics. So that will be another place to apply for the robotics in general.
Next question is from Miriam. Your line is open.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
All right. So my question is that the projects related to USDA and NR and NIFA, do they have the same budget limit that you mentioned for foundational and integrated project, or do they have separate limits?
Wasn't completely clear.
Does the NIFA budget ranges, are they the same as for the rest of the program?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so the budget ranges are for any proposal, regardless of which agency ends up funding it.
All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Next question is from Hayoung Cho. Your line is open.
Hello. I have a question on the difference between foundational and integrative proposals. I think, you know, in the solicitation saying one theme is all sub-themes, but in the presentation I think it's kind of more than one theme. So is it okay if it's only cover two bullets in one theme and we submit it to the integrative? Or, I mean, can you say a little bit more about the difference between this?
So a lot of it depends on how different the two sub-bullets are. So if they're, you know, basically, they're very similar, then talking about that as integrative may not make much sense. But if they're quite a bit different from one another, I mean, some of them have, you know, some of the themes have a wider variety of sub-themes. And so if the sub-themes are widely separated, so it makes sense to talk about integration of these different technologies, then, yeah, that would make sense. The main difference is that the foundational class is looking at fundamental technology development in a particular area, and the integrative projects are looking for the science of integration, how you can take mostly developed technologies that already exist and put them together in innovative ways to solve problems that were not previously solvable.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Sure.
Once again, it's star one if you have a question.
Anyone here have anything they want to add while we're waiting?
There was an email question about, or a chat question about medical or surgical robots, whether those would be possibly supported. Do you want to reply to that?
Yes, I believe that the solicitation explicitly says that medical and health robotics, even though NIH is not participating, medical and health robots will be acceptable, again, as long as it fits into the vision of ubiquitous collaborative robots, right? So, you know, either either, you know, the collaboration or the interaction, multi-robot, multi-human, scalability, lower barrier to entry is one of the themes. But if you can make the claim that the approach that you're taking fits the one of the themes, then it will be considered. Although, again, I have to say that likely with the fact that NIH is not participating this year, we don't know quite how much, if it will be supported at the same levels as it was.
Also, I just want to add one more thing is, see, all the proposal comes to the National Science Foundation. And even though it may be important to other agencies, they are all reviewed and compared with each other with the same criteria of NRI, intellectual merit, broad impact, and the NRI-specific criteria, so that please do not target just to the agency. This is NRI initiative is a, what we do is if it goes through a good review process, we share with our, agencies as well as the agency representatives also are in the panel. And so we collaboratively work as a team. However, each proposal, it has to have intellectual merit and broader impact.
I can add that along those lines, for instance, NIFA funds the majority of agriculture-related projects within the NRI, they're not the only organization that does. So NSF will occasionally support a very highly, a proposal that has high intellectual merit and broader impact in an area that is also covered by one of the other agencies.
We have a question from Abhilash Pandya. Your line is open.
My question was answered. Thank you.
We have a question from Guy Hoffman. Your line is open.
Hi. Thanks for the presentation. I was wondering how the topic of augmentation, so the exoskeleton bionic augmentation, relates to the human multi-robot theme and how to think about these two in relation to each other.
So the thought there was it relates to both kind of the physical embodiment theme and to the potentially customizable, personalizable theme. So that we're not expecting, a single exoskeleton that can, simultaneously work with multiple people, but the fact that if you have an exoskeleton, how can you personalize it, customize it for individuals based on their physical characteristics, what kind of help they need, and so that's where that type of work fits in my mind at least, into the themes of the new NRI 2.0. So there's another web question. Should the multi-robots have close interactions, or can the multiple robots loosely interact with each other through the internet? So clearly the more sophisticated the collaboration, so again, I would not necessarily call that interaction, it may be collaboration. So the more sophisticated the collaboration, probably the better that the proposal would be viewed. If it has, very loose, mostly independent, the robots are mostly independent, then that might not be as interesting as the robots that are very closely collaborating and having to exchange a lot of information and understand each other's plans. So, no, you can have robots that loosely collaborate, but the more sophisticated the collaboration, the better. We already know how to do loose collaboration. So we're looking for things that we don't know how to do yet. And you know, while there's been work in coordinated robots, coordinating with people, there's still a lot of work to be done, and that's what the program is looking to push forward.
We have a question from Mark Hillpack. Your line is open.
Yeah, I just had a question about you have the different directorates listed, and I wondered if you could speak about what would be the purpose in contacting those specific people, given that it's reviewed and looked at by all the directorates when the proposal is actually submitted.
Oh, no, we didn't mean to imply that. So when proposals come in, they are looked at to see the basic category that they apply to, and they will be divided up amongst the various directorates. So the education-related proposals will only be reviewed in the EHR directorate, by the EHR directorate, for instance. There's some obvious overlap, for instance, between engineering and size, about where a particular program, is it more engineering, is it more computer science-oriented? So there may be some issues about where a particular proposal goes, but that's something that can be taken care of. The other thing I should mention, I'm sorry, I forgot to put this in the webinar. We have asked for keywords to be associated with each at the project summary, and this will help us determine which directorates and which divisions within those directorates should be reviewing particular proposals. So think about which keywords, there's a list of keywords, think about which keywords best fits your proposal, and that will help us better determine where it fits and get the best review possible for your proposals. So thanks, that was a good question and reminded me of an oversight.
And one other thing is that you have the option to suggest reviewers, and we encourage you to consider doing that as well when you submit a proposal. So that's something that can be helpful to the program directors in choosing an appropriate panel for your proposal.
There's a chat question. What is the limit for the per-year budget? So proposals that are funded by NSF don't have a per-year limit. They only have a limit of the over the total budget. If you look at the solicitation, some of the participating agencies do have a per-year limit. I know that NSF does. Yeah, at least in the solicitation it says so. Yeah. So you should look at the solicitation to see what specific per year budget limitations there are. But as I said, if it's a proposal to NSF, I mean, it's best to kind of split the money over evenly across the various years. But if you have certain reasons, for instance, need a particular piece of equipment that causes a spike in one year, that can be absorbed by less spending in the out years.
We have a question from Carlo Pinciaroli. Your line is open.
Hello. So my question is whether multiple PI proposals are preferred. It was said that they are encouraged, but are they preferred over single PI projects or not? Thank you.
So they're the wording there is that they're encouraged for integrative projects because we believe that, you know, if you're going to be integrating multiple different technologies, people are less likely to have expertise in all these multiple technologies. And so it's encouraged to have people who are expert in each of the technologies and in the area of integration in order to cover the range in the integrative proposals. Foundational proposals, there's no encouragement or discouragement of collaborative proposals. So I wouldn't say at all say that they're preferred. It really depends on you know what you're proposing to do. So like I said, if you happen to be a single PI who has great understanding of two very diverse fields, and you want to propose an integrative project that combines those two, that would be fine. That would work out fine. But what we don't want is for people to be experts in one area and try and propose an integration with something that they really don't know much about, because that's not likely to review very well.
Thank you. As a reminder, it's star one if you have a question.
We have a chat question. Can you repeat the areas of focus for size and engineering within our NRI 2.0? If you look at the list of themes, size and engineering are interested. You want to go back to slide 10? The first five are of interest to size and engineering, and societal impact, which includes education, are of interest to SBE and EHR. So the size and engineering are all the first five, and they are the major players in terms of funding for NRI. So the bulk of the proposals will be funded in one of those first five areas. Are there any other questions?
There are no questions on the phone, sir.
Okay. If those of you who have too shy to ask questions on the phone, please send email to nri@nsf.gov or to one of the individual program officers, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. And in the meantime, if you want a copy of this presentation, it should be available within a couple of days on the NRI website. Okay, there was one more question. It says, will foundational and integrative proposals be reviewed by separate panels? No, the likelihood is not. The likelihood is they're going to be reviewed by a single panel. We reserve the right to split them depending on how many proposals we get in each area, but right now the thinking is that they will be reviewed within the same panels, but the panelists will have the understanding that these are two different classes and have somewhat different review criteria because of the class of projects they're in. Okay, well, thank you everyone for good questions, and again, the deadline for proposals is February 2nd. Gives you 2 months, almost 2 months to prepare, and we're available to answer questions.
Thank you. That concludes today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.